This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's that time of day where we're going to talk a little combat pistol craft, and I like to do that with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir? I'm okay, I guess. I'm sort of wore out. It's been a week. It's been a couple of weeks. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. Anyway, let's get right into it. Now, have you seen the video from the Dallas-Fort Worth church shooting?
Yes, I have.
What do you think of that? What is your first opinion as you look at that?
Well, The first thing that immediately came to mind was just the sheer speed in which it happened. Okay, I have a little more background information on it, but
okay,
you know, someone should have challenged that guy long before it got to the point it did. However, that failed to happen, so therefore, the responsibility shifted to the church security team. And, I mean, with all due respect, you have to admire, I believe the gentleman's name was Jack, his courage and swift action. I mean, he was immediately on it. Good job. The guy did his job.
What about now? Let's talk about the first guy, because the first guy that tried to draw down on him just basically stood still and tried to draw on him. Now I've always been taught, you know, I'm a Jaeger alumnus and a Fisher alumnus now. On the draw, you're moving.
He should have been, yes. Even though he was apparently, from what I understand, he had a handgun in the small of his back. It's normally referred to as an SOB holster.
Right.
Small of his back. And he was having trouble getting it out. And basically, his immediate demise underwrites the simple point: fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver.
Right.
You know, if you are not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on.
Right.
I think the dude froze and it cost him his life. You know, he had trouble drawing his pistol, and he paid the ultimate price for that.
Yeah, he did. I didn't know he was carrying small of the back. Sometimes I carry small of the back, but I have practiced drawing that way extensively. Although, my preferred way to do it is at 3 o'clock on the hip.
Right.
So
understood.
Either and here lately, I've been looking for the right holsters where I can do it outside the waistband. So
correct.
Yeah, I got a few that do it, and a few that hang a little too low. So when I'm doing that, I have to go inside the waistband. But anyway, for to defend a building like that, do you think? I mean, besides Mr. Wilson, who shot the guy, and the one guy who was trying to get it in the small of the black out of the small of the back, I think there was like six other guns pointed at this guy. Now, do you think they? And I don't know the answer to this. I don't know how many security team members there were and how many just armed citizens there were. But I mean, what did you think about the fact that six other guys drew their guns and didn't shoot him?
Well, I mean, that was good decisions across the spectrum.
Right.
The you know, it's not only about you know, in respect to firearms training. One thing I'd like to point out.
Yes.
Firearms training is inherently dangerous, period. You can be seriously injured or killed if you make a mistake. That is why it's so important to seek proper training and their, you know, responsible use. And it requires discipline, not just discipline in respect to learning the mechanics of how to use the pistol effectively, mechanics in respect to shooting, but the discipline, the mental discipline that has to be adhered to within your rules of engagement. You have to know what they are, and you have to you know, rely on your soft skills or brain power to immediately assess your circumstances and make a decision if you're within your rules of engagement to fire. And
yeah.
I think I'm not going to call it textbook example, but you know, the security team did good.
I thought so too. The only thing I didn't like is the guy that I didn't know he was trying to. I haven't looked at it enough, and I didn't notice that he was trying to draw from the small of his back. But I didn't like the fact that he didn't go left or right. And you know, yes.
If you know, you're having that kind of trouble getting your pistol into action, you know, he could have bum rushed the dude.
Yeah, he was close enough, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So,
but you know, he. That's why I stated earlier, I kind of feel like, you know, once he was failing at getting his pistol into action, he kind of locked up. He didn't do anything. That was his sole thought, was to get the pistol out, and he couldn't think of anything else.
Right.
But that's just a guesstimate.
That's what it looked like. I saw him fumbling with it when he finally got it out. I saw it like he was sort of shaking it to try to gain a better purchase on it and everything. I just felt bad that it looked like he might have gotten out there fast enough, and it just there was just some other stuff holding him up. I don't know.
He couldn't bring it all together. Yep.
Yeah, he couldn't bring it all together. So we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to talk about what you would prescribe, and if you ever work with any groups looking to, you know, a group of regular people, do they ever come to you and say, listen, Dave, we need to protect this church, this school, this, the other, and just find out what you have to say to them and what you would recommend for that sort of dynamic? Because I got a feeling now that we're going to see an exponential jump in this in the states where concealed carry is shall issue. So. That we will see. That we're going to see. And then later on, I'm going to talk to, and I didn't tell you this, Dave, but I want to talk about, since we took out this general, Soleimani, we took him out and we don't know who's in the United States because of our porous southern border, the vigilant concealed carrier, I would like to know the Super Dave advice to give to a conscientious concealed carrier on what is the best thing to carry in the event of something bad popping. But you hold on. Right. You hold on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington, we're talking about what happened at the church. When you're putting together some sort of a program or some sort of a little team together, what's the first thing that you have to get these guys to understand if you're just dealing with regular people? We got Dave?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, there you are. Oh, sorry. Anyway, okay, what's the first thing?
What? Teamwork.
Yes.
I'm going to be a little eclectic here.
Okay.
But in respect to putting teams together, it has to be, you know, your approach. I have interacted with, like, ad hoc church teams, security teams. I have some professional associates of mine, Lee Wall and Hal Williams of Delta Defense Training. You can find them at deltadefensetraining.com. They actually do quite a bit of church security team work, and they've got it mapped out. And of course, I have worked with them as well. The primary goal is teamwork and getting the job done, because everybody has to work together. You can't have, you know, the number of, personnel assigned to the team is basically going to be driven or, you know, determined by the size of the facility and the, you know, the layout of the facility. There's some common sense aspects. Are you going to have, you know, active, passive security measures, as it relates to, personnel? You could have personnel, you know, screening, the congregation as they, you know, come into the church. There's any number of ways to do it, but on the individual level, look at the responsibility that they're accepting by choosing to be a member of a church security team. They're, in respect to their skill at arms or their level of marksmanship, training, and conditioning, it has to be very high. It has to be very stringent. You have to have a high standard and maintain that standard. Simply because, you know, you have quite a few non-combatants immediately in and around. And in the active shooter scenario, they very possibly will be moving in and around, you know, the majority of non-combatants as they, you know, blast away. But teamwork and standards from an individual standpoint, for example, if I were going to take on a job like that, the first thing I would make absolutely clear is the level of marksmanship that is going to be required, and then break down how to acquire that level of skill. You can only do a guesstimate on the timeline because that rests solely with the individual and how serious he is about applying himself. Then before I would even get to what you could refer to as the tactics piece, everyone would have like ability with their weapons. That's a huge confidence booster. And they should be able to achieve, you know, their weapons training, collectively. I would run it, you know, collectively. Everybody that is assigned to that facility, trains together, works together. That provides them their initial opportunity to develop teamwork, to really kind of get to know, the other guys and develop, the formative stages of working together as a team. The church shooting, you know, like I stated earlier, that dude should have been screened. I don't know how he got to where he was at without a security team member, you know, at least questioning the dude. That's the only question I have about that incident. But, had he been questioned, it would have probably certainly gone down a lot different. Who knows? But,
I think he was known to them. And if he was known to them, I think they were paying attention to him and everything. I think that has a lot to do with how fast the response was and everything.
That, you know, people were aware something wasn't right about the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that brings up a very good point, man. You have to learn how to trust your gut. If you sense something's not right, it's not right. There's no guesswork there. If it doesn't look right, it's because it's not right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they balk at acting on their instincts in respect to circumstances like this.
Let me get you to hold right here, if you will. We're heading into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the church. And at the same time, we're going to talk about awareness and what may need to be the new normal for a little bit, and what he recommends, what Dave is going to recommend to you as far as your course of action in your day-to-day with the guns you carry. You can go to Combat Speed LLC. I think it's on Facebook. Is that right, Dave?
Just me, Dave Harrington, on Facebook.
Dave Harrington on Facebook to find out more information about where Dave's going to be. We'll be right back.
I will very soon have a website.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq, the Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump on why the airstrikes took place.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
All the news in the Middle East did affect the stock market as stocks fell and oil prices surged, the Dow losing 300 points shortly after the open, although it did regain some and ended up losing 233 points on the day to close at 28,634. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That is the home of the binary trigger. That is a, in a lot of cases, that may be all you need. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. He is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. Now, your primary posting was special operations?
Correct.
So I guess in your time,
Army SF,
yeah. Army Special Forces. So I guess in you probably had a little bit of counterterrorism built into that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in the event, you know, if they were to, my biggest fear is that with all of the time that they've had, not securing the border, that we could have had some people come up through here that are Iranian actors now, and since they're out there declaring they're going to get their their vengeance, or whatever you want to call it, their retaliation for just a regular everyday guy that's walking around that's a concealed carrier at this particular moment, given that the threat may have escalated, we just can't really tell. What would be the first thing you'd advise them to do?
Carry more ammunition. the bottom line is, for me, it depends on your perspective, okay? Managing, carrying enough ammunition, but also learn how to manage your reserve ammunition. This point of interest comes up every once in a while, but your common carrier, as I understand it, will generally carry only one reserve magazine. Okay?
Right.
And that's the minimum. And it's not, you've got to look at it from a knowledge-based standpoint. The magazine is the feed mechanism of the pistol. If the magazine and the gun fails, you're not carrying that extra magazine for the ammunition it carries. You're carrying an extra magazine in the event the one in the gun fails to work properly.
Right.
You see what I mean? Then you can jettison the one in the gun and get the reserve in, into the gun. All right. Now, I'll buy that. And depending on your capacity, the specific make, model, and capacity of your pistol will, determine the mag capacity. So therefore, if you're carrying, a G19, I'd be at least using G17 mags anyway. So that would be a total of 34 rounds from a,
right.
From a personal protection standpoint, that may seem to be enough ammunition. However, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. And even in today's society, a one-on-one encounter could rapidly escalate into, multiple threats in an instant. You don't know. The point that you brought up about, a little Iranian revenge action, you probably can't have enough. I mean, you would hope that you would have enough ammunition at a minimum to break contact. If you had to fire a maneuver and break contact, from an organized terror cell. And, as I kind of think through this, I just had the thought, I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not encouraging anybody to actively engage, an active shooter type situation, terror incident situation. The only thing you can do is be as prepared as possible and make the right call that's good for you. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So dig this. I don't, normally like on Facebook, I'll use Facebook as an example. People will take photos of their EDC or their everyday carry. Well, I've never done that because I don't know if it would spin some people out or not. But I carry one, I wear... Okay, I'm right-sided. I wear five left-side mag holders. I have one right-side mag holder that I wear on the right side immediately in front of my holster. I have a mag in the gun. Now, here's my explanation of why. I use this setup. One, fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver. If you're not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on.
Right.
Well, you have to have a high level of skill to hit what you're aiming at while you're moving. okay? And I'm continuously work on that ability. However, I want, in my mind, for myself, Dave Harrington, I want to have enough ammunition to be able to fire maneuver, whether it's to close with and destroy the threat, or whether it's to fire and maneuver and retrograde or break contact. Circumstances and, you know, my immediate threat assessment is going to determine what I do and why I do it. Now, back to my reserve ammo. I carry, even though I have five holders, I have four reserve mags on my left side. The rearmost fifth holder I leave empty. The right side mag holder that I wear in front of my holster, you know, is the fifth reserve mag. And of course, you know, I carry, you know, loaded, so I have the mag in the gun.
Right.
That's a total of six mags, but dig this. The reason I leave one mag holder empty is simple, because it allows me to manage my reserve magazines. And
right,
to make that just as simple as possible, dig this. If I had to unload and clear my gun for whatever reason.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break.
I want you to put it in.
Yeah, I want you to finish all of that real quick, and then we'll get back to that when we get back. Talking to Dave Harrington, Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington about what you may, you know, the outlook you may want to be taking right now as you carry a gun and go out and about in life. In the event that a little retaliatory strike may be in the works, because that's what they say they want to do anyway. Prudence actually sort of, I mean, being prepared for the unexpected is not fun, is it? Carrying that much ammo can't possibly be fun.
Well, I don't look at it that way, man. I don't consider it. I consider it comforting because I have, you know, I have confidence not only in my ability, but I'm prepared to fight. It's not about. To me, you know, with my background and experience, to me, it's not about, you know, just a single threat, somebody breaking into my home. I want to be prepared to fight.
Right.
Period. So, you know, I've got all the, you know, I follow the rule of thumb. If it's, you know, important enough to have one, you should probably have two. You know, so I carry, you know, administrative lights, combat lights, lights that are, you know, that I use. They are dedicated fighting lights. And then an administrative light for administrative uses. But, you know, I have a selection of knives and, you know, utility knives, fighting knives. I mean, it's not... There's all kinds of tools. It just depends on, you know, what, how far you're willing to go to be prepared. And mentally, or better, a better adjective would be psychologically prepared to deal with that kind of violence. I mean, look, a self-defense situation could turn into like a flash mob gig pretty quick.
Right.
You know, and if you're that individual out there that thinks they're just good to go having a loaded gun with no spare mags, you're setting yourself up for failure. In my book.
What I've started doing is when I'm going out, and it just, I always have spare stuff in the car, always.
Right.
But I've sort of shifted stuff now. I'm carrying three spare magazines on me, one in the gun.
Okay.
In the car now, I'm leaving, you know what I'm talking about when I say the Happy Stick, the 33-round Glock magazine.
Right.
So I have that, and I have that in there, and, you know, that's the equivalent of having five spare magazines. If I go any further...
I have a mag bag in my truck, too.
Yeah. What do you put in your bag in your truck? Tell me about. I call mine the ISIS welcome wagon kit. What do you call yours? it doesn't have to have a name. What do you got in yours, Dave?
Wow. Well, you're kind of calling me out on a difficult subject, dude.
Okay.
Because,
do we need to?
Well, no, it's just me. We'll call it protocol, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kills me is when I see, you know, you see it on Facebook periodically or whatever, you know, people showing their safes open, posted photographs of their open safes with all their guns and gear and whatever. You know, I don't, whatever you have in respect to your defensive plan or your individual security plan, that's nobody else's business. That information is not to be shared.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because the bottom line is, dude, and see, here's an environmental statement. The being the political action arm of the government in peacetime, you know, when we did. You know, we were working with host country nations, training with their troops or outright training them. You had to, from a professional standpoint, give 110% of what you had to give, but you also had to be prepared to shoot them in the face. So that's, kind of a psychological responsibility to be prepared. You
right.
know what I mean?
I do.
And I'll tell you what, the, you know, civil unrest, whatever, you know, people talk about the zombie apocalypse and all that, never happened. But, what kind of zombies are they going to be? Well, it's going to be the people that aren't prepared coming for your stuff. Because they're starving to death or whatever. Things change, man, pretty quick when survival is put on the table.
Yeah, they do. I was trying to. I was filling in today on a other radio show, and I was trying to illustrate to people that you know the military actually occupies the really real world where they're down to their very basic elements of what is and is not important.
Correct.
With all of this politicizing of this action that they took, which I thought the action was pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good. And the idea that they wanted them to get out there and say, hey, you should have consulted with us when you had that guy in your sights and he was just like parked there waiting for you guys to take him out with a hellfire.
Right.
That just made me laugh, but I was trying to make that point. I know it's hard to illustrate and everything else.
Facebook post that I got tickled about had that guy on, and anyway, I'm glad they're dead.
Yeah.
I think it was an excellent decision. It was well timed, well executed, and successful. I mean, chalk one up for us. You know what I mean? That was a successful op. And see what happens.
Trump is not a bad combat commander, is he? He's not a not a bad commander in chief. He's pretty decisive when it comes down to that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope people understand how big the mechanism that goes into the advice he receives. But yes, he is the decision maker.
Right.
And he's good at it.
I tried to tell him.
It's great, man. It's about time.
Yeah.
You know, stand up and actually, you know, stand for something, believe, you know, and stand for something.
Back up the troops.
So it's like, hey, dude, guess what? We're not going to tolerate that.
There you go.
But now here's a different perspective. I don't know if you've considered this.
Well, we got about a minute, 20 seconds. Can you tell me in a minute, 20 seconds?
Dude, I can tell you in 30 seconds or less.
Go.
The whole Iraq gig, we had to go in there and get those people out anyway, man. There is no support mechanism for the embassy in Iraq.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Host nation was sort of slow to respond, weren't they?
No matter how it went, we still had to get them out.
Yeah. I noticed the Iraqi...
nicely done.
The crack Iraqi troops showed up after the Marine Corps crisis management team showed up.
Unbelievable.
I found that quite amusing anyway. I want to thank you for joining me this evening, and I'm glad we're back on track and everything. I hope you had a very good holiday, and once again, you know, for the people listening.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bill.
Combat pistol craft.
I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Yes, sir. Combat pistol craft is a staple here at Block and Load, and my professor is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'll be in touch, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Roger that. We got hour number two coming up, which is just going to be me and you. That's just going to be me and you talking as we go along. But that's inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.